الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. What a beautiful dua, respected brothers. When Allah Ta'ala grants you favor, Allah grants you success, Allah Ta'ala helps you in your difficulties and brings success and victory. What dua must you read? الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you. Allah Ta'ala grant you siha, afia, and Allah grant you all the success. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as and wonderful supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Swafat, verses 8, 9 and 10. Hear, O listeners, O esteemed Ummah, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, there are two terminologies you need to understand thoroughly and properly. Before the Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and after the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but before receiving the wahi and revelation, extraordinary events took place that we call irhas, or the plural irhasat, which means that this was now the introduction. One of the greatest events of humanity will ever take place in history, and that is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nubuwatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 50-55 days plus minus approximately before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam, we know that the incident of Ashabi Fil took place. Abraha came with his white elephants, big elephants, and they were decimated, destroyed, as enshrined in the noble Quran in Suratul Fil, chapter number 105 of the noble Quran. So there we see all that falls in the category of irhas. And then after Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak birth and the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we see where many incidents took place, the trees and all that giving shade to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and people giving testimony, the stones making salam, as-salam, as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So this is before receiving the wahi and revelation. So that is what you will call irhas. So read Surah Fil, chapter 105, and it comprises 5 verses. So all this you will say before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after the auspicious birth, all are called irhas. And then when the wahi revelation starts, Iqra Bismi Surah Alaq, the first 5 verses, this that you call mu'jiza, the miracles of the Master alayhi salatu salam, al mu'jizatul kubra, the greatest miracle of the Master was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, which we are discussing daily, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and that is to show the world that come back to the Quran Sharif. Every verse, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, every verse is a symbol, a sign, a nishani, and a powerful sign of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what we need to understand. One is Irhas, I-R-H-H-A-I-A-H-A-S, Irhas, and one is Mu'jiza. So we need to draw a distinction between the two. So before Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak, remember that the jinnats, they could go in and out. They had open visa. Now when the time is coming for the Master alayhi salatu salam's Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth, Allah ta'ala closes that for them. That is, you jinnat, you shaitan, finish your visa, finish now for you. So Allah is speaking about this now, chapter 37, verse 8. La yassamma'una. You see, yassamma'una. You students, you ulama, people who know Arabic, you should know these basic rules. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters in a word, the greater emphasis in the meaning. La yassamma'un. If you remove, just for now, just for to explain to you, if you just use the word yassamma'un, it means to listen attentively, properly. So la yassamma'un, so they cannot listen at all. These are the jinnats and the shaitan, the evil forces. Ilal mala'il a'la, to the exalted assembly. The exalted assembly is whose assembly? The assembly of the malaika. They all are there in their swafat, in their rows, and they are waiting for the commandments, instructions of Almighty Allah. Hence the shayateen and jinnat, the evil ones, none of them are given permission. وَيُقَذَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ, and they want to come in from this side and that side, the eastern frontier, the northern frontier, the western frontier, southern frontier, from any side they want to come. They are being cast away, thrown away. Get out from here, and you are not allowed here. مَمْنُوءُ الدُّخُولُ, no entry for you. So that is how they are cast away. Duhura, they are repulsed and they are turned away, and they are duhur, they are repulsed away. Walahum adabun wasib, walahum adabun daim, and for them will be everlasting eternal punishment. Because how in human beings you get Muslim and non-Muslim, so in jinnat also you get minnal muslimun wa minnal qasitun. So some are Muslims and some are non-Muslims. So those who are non-Muslims are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. So we need to know, sometimes people confuse all these type of issues, so we should be very, very clear on all this. Go read Surah chapter 72, Suratul Jin, and there you will find all the details there. وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ, chapter 72, verse number 14, and verse 15, وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا, as for the non-Muslims, they will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam and the hood and so forth. So it shows that, remember, that is all Almighty Allah teaching us, how they will be the humiliated and disgrace forever. Now what they do, sometimes Allah Ta'ala is commanding the angels and they just hear one little word or one sentence, illa man khatif al khatfa, except the one who snatched away something. So he snatched it away, you know, discreetly. He just got one word, one sentence. So now he's going to tell his cronies, the fortune tellers and the sorcerers, magicians. Then people will say, look at this guy, Whatever he forecasts and predicts is right. They will tell you Nostradamus said this, this person said this. So these are satanic forces. 90 things they'll tell you wrong and 1-2 things they'll tell you right. So then what Allah Ta'ala does for that jinn, for Adba'ahu Shihabun Thaqib. So the blazing and piercing fire comes for him, what me and you call the falling star, the shooting star. So that star comes and burns that shaitan to smotherings. So this is how Almighty Allah protected Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. And the message of the messenger, the wahi and revelation also is protected by divine protection. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily we revealed this Quran Sharif gradually, piecemeal, ahista, ahista, dire, dire. That is a distinction of the Quran Sharif. It did not happen to any other scripture and divine book. Only the Quran Sharif was revealed gradually, piecemeal. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. You go to the Jews and their rabbis, go to the Christians and their pastor, priest, and pope. There's no hope for the pope. They got so many different versions of the Bible, of the Torah, and so forth, that even their versions are confused and their fuses are blown. So we have millions of people, not thousands, millions of people. They can produce one. If you tell the Jutla, the Jutli, the Harami in Israel, the murderers, that bring for us one person who has by hearted the original Torah, revealed to Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, they'll tell you, you anti-Semite. And the Christians, they can't produce one person today that who knows the original Injil and Gospel and Bible that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And Muslims, millions we can produce, male, female, adult and children. And in this day and this age, majority are non-Arab. It's not even their mother tongue. And 7 years old, 6 years old, 5 years old, 10 years, 60, 70 years old, and they are by hearting memorizing the noble Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 24th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide. Today, day number 299. So we're coming to 10 months already. Netanyahu, you can't see the news, views, interviews, nationally, locally, globally. Netanyahu, you can't hide. We're charging you with genocide. You see that? So that is the slogan going on in America, in Europe, in many parts of the world. Surah 22, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. What humiliation for him, for the Israeli nation, the Jews, the Jutlas, and the Zionists. And you see, for the Olympic team, they can't hide. Wherever they go, they are booed and they are told, you are guilty of genocide. So that is the Israel has becoming a pariah state. Go read, you must remember the Haaretz, that pariah status beckons for them. Israel is on the brink of savagery. So remember that they are raping the Palestinian women in detention, and one Harami MP, MK, they call member of the Knesset, says it's the right thing to do. Where is the Western media, the Zionist media? Imagine that a guy in a member of parliament says, carry on raping the Palestinian woman. These kind of people should be shot and hanged in public. That's what Islam will say. So remember, Israel bombs Beirut. I told you, America are the super terrorists and with the illegitimate child. And that is Israel. These are the people who cause the biggest terrorism and they cause the biggest problems in the world. Remember that. So chaos in the Israeli army. Some of them arrested the other guys, and then the right wing came and said, how dare you touch our army? So all this here is going on. 250 Palestinians have been sent to UAE, to the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Abu Dhabi for treatment. The Western press is making a big thing of this. They don't say that how many thousand million, how many thousand people they have killed, and 200,000 plus and 20,000 children, and now they send 250. They'll make a big deal of it. In Venezuela, in Caracas, more than 750 people arrested and 11 people died there on Monday. Yesterday were peaceful marches. This is all the doing of America and Israel and the anti-forces, remember. They applied sanctions on Venezuela, and Venezuela, Maduro said, go to hell. You don't come and tell us what to do. We will follow Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez was a champion. He was not a Muslim, but he loved the Palestinians, and he told George W. Bush and all of them that when you come to United Nations, then the stench of George Bush with his war crimes still remains there. So wonderful speeches he used to give Hugo Chavez. So Maduro is following him, and that is what they can't stand. So in Kerala, in India, sad situation. The poor people who live in tent houses, shanty houses, more than 150 people died, excessive rain, now the landslides, mudslides, and the situation is chaotic and very, very tragic in Kerala. Imran Khan says of Pakistan is still in jail. His party, that is Tahrik-e-Insaf, PTI, Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, is prepared to speak to the army, and they must send a representative, and then they can see that whatever peace treaty they can have among themselves. So remember that this is the truth, whether we like or don't like. If Pakistan has free and fair elections, Imran even today will win a landslide victory. But America pays, you must remember, the army of Pakistan, that go attack Waziristan, go attack here and there, they become their knockers and their slaves and servants, and therefore you must remember that they won't be interested much what Imran is saying. Now listen to this harami. They call him there in UK, in Britain, Lord Pearson. What they call him? Lord Pearson. So in the House of Commons, he's delivering a lecture and he's speaking about Islamophobia and said, he said that according to the Muslims, they can get married to four wives. So by the year 2030, 2031, they will be in majority. That is what you call the power of the womb and the power of the ballot. So we need to wake up, you see that. So who the hell told you, oh Lord, you call yourself a Lord? You're a good for nothing, you Lord of the Satan. That is what we will call you, you harami. So who told you that in your Western culture you must have one wife and 10 girlfriends and 100 girlfriends? Go ask, oh, you must remember Trump, how busy he is with his rifle. Go ask Stormy, go ask Clinton, how busy he is, you must remember, with Monica and others. Go ask your BJ Johnson, your Boris Johnson, and how many women he impregnated, the harami. So you're making also the power of the womb, but you're making it the haram way. You see, we teaching you the halal way. So now there are big objections that he criticized the Muslim with the power of the womb. So remember, what must we do if you guys became Hapa 6 and you became power of the tomb, you harami? So Maduro calls Elon Musk the arch enemy. You see, Elon Musk is a multi-billionaire and he controls X and Twitter. And now he's saying he himself sends false message sometimes. So he was found guilty the other day, you must remember, himself concocting messages and so forth. So Maduro calls him an arch enemy. Blinken warns China. Can you believe that? See all these B's, I put them in a line. Bush, Blair, Blinken, Biden, Bibi Netanyahu, all these B's are big B's. And you don't know what the B means? It means an illegitimate child, the good word. And the B, that is the right word for them. And add another B, big B. And in Arabic, we call them pakka haramis. Zanim in the Quran, the word is used. For Walid bin Mughira. So Blinken warns China, you must not be supporting Russia. Who the hell are you, Blinken? Or Biden? Or Trump? Or Harris or whoever else, you want to dictate to other countries, you can help Israel, you can help people topple governments and regime change. What you murdered 1 million people in Iraq, you murdered 500,000 babies and children, and you got the gall to come now and tell China. China told you go to hell. That's the right policy. So Blinken, he thinks he's a Jew, he can get away and so forth. Sort out the mess you guys made there in Israel, because Israel is falling apart and America is falling apart. You guys know you guys are drowning with your trillion dollar debt and so forth. Edward of BBC, see, these are the guys. Now they named him, they shamed him, and we will nail him. So this guy, his name is Edward. He's a huge, big presenter, an old hand. You said many decades, a presenter of the BBC. So what he did? So now he goes on the media, you see, and minor children, small girls, small boys, he solicits sexually explicit, if you must remember, that images and photos and all of them of these children. And he is supposed to be a big shot of the BBC. So that is what Satan does, and they are guilty of pedophilia. The whole church is busy with this. The whole media is busy with this. The Western media, remember that. And if you understand that, you must remember how they blackmail the politicians who are caught with all this here. So they have to dance to their tune. So just Google BBC Edwards presenter, and you will see all that. I'm not saying you must see all the photos. I'm saying you must read the article there. So remember that Sidi Tima, whatever the hell you call that prison there in Israel, is a torture cell and a rape cell. And it reminds us of Guantanamo Bay in America, the shame for every president, whether it was Bush, whether it was Obama, whether it was Trump, whether it was Biden. Till now our Muslims are there, the torture cell. Where's the due process? Where is the democracy? Where is the human rights? All just the pigs have put lipstick on it. That is what George Galloway say, and we echo his sentiments. These are swines and pigs, remember that. The Quran calls them the Jutlas, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah Ta'ala has made them into monkeys and swines. So we don't have to worry. It's in the Quran. We must say it loudly, boldly, and call them what they really are. We must be clear on this issues here. Go see what they did in Abu Ghraib. The problem with you, the Ummah, you have a very, very short memory, selective amnesia. You forget what happened there in Iraq, in Baghdad, how they raped and how they tortured our people there in Abu Ghraib, the same Americans, how they used the Afghan, you must remember, the puppet governments and regimes and armies, what they did to our people there in Bagram, there in Kabul, and so forth. What they are doing there in Guantanamo Bay today, what they are doing to our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. So all this, you must remind them. Anjum Shul Chaudhry, they sentence him to life. They say he's a member of ISIS. He's inciting people and a lot of things. But you see, the one guy died. He was the person, American, guilty of murdering thousands of Vietnamese and children, babies, men and women, so they put him away for life. When Nixon became president, he computed it to 3 years, 3.5 years, and he died, dispatched to hell also. So this is the American style of justice, remember that. Harris is collecting more money than Trump, can you believe that? And she stands a very good chance. Imagine a black woman becoming the first president, woman president. Hillary Clinton will get a heart attack, and maybe she will just freck, and we will say good riddance. And if you don't know what the meaning of freck is, it means to die like a dog. So we got no time for these people. Yeah, let's give you some South African news here. Now you see, only this can happen in South Africa. But now you Durbanites, you don't understand Afrikaans. So we have one EFF guy, right? He's a counselor. Their names are all difficult also. So now they're having it out with this Afrikaner guys. You see that? So now he says, I want to moor a boor. How was that now? The kafiya, the rhyming. I want to moor a boor. He say, I want to give a good hiding to this burki, to this white guy. I want the blood of the Afrikaner. So now they is going to go to court. This because this is hate speech and this is now threatening people and all these type of things. Therefore, South Africa, the circus continues. The comedians are busy. 770, so much we got? 75 ministers, each one, a majority of them, a moron or an idiot, according to me. They can't even count how many days they are in a week, so that speaks volumes. Pretoria Girls' School, that the white students there, the girls, they made their own WhatsApp and they started mocking the black and the African students. Then, so now the principal is suspended and the principal is African. Now, what do you say about that? Zulu, that not Zulu, Zuma, but the Zulu supporters, remember. So what they say, you expel him, you expel Zuma from ANC, so we're going to destroy the ANC. How is that? ANC expels Zuma. Zuma supporters, the Zulu, say, we are going to destroy you, ANC. Now, who set them up? I'm asking you. The white man. You must fight and fight, and then we will come into power. So now you got the G and U. You must call them the mixed masala. That is the white man's philosophy, ideology. From time immemorial, farriq tasud. Farriq tasud means divide and rule. Go ask the British, they did it everywhere. Now the Americans are doing it. Whole lot haramis, we have to name them and shame them. And in Islam, our message is of the truth. Today, Wednesday, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani of Johannesburg will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today, the doctor's program, Medical File, very, very interesting. And it is Maulana Musa Lahey with Dr. Ahmed Badat. You know Dr. Ahmed Badat. He's a sharpshoot doctor. He hails from Heidelberg and mashallah, he's somewhere overseas. I don't want to say. I spoke to him wherever he is. So anyway, so mashallah, he's doing great work there and he will be interviewed by Maulana Musa Lahey and mashallah, alternative medicine and so forth. Very interesting. So listen to Medical File tonight with Maulana Musa Lahey and Dr. Ahmed Badat of Heidelberg. Heidelberg, inshallah. Maulana, now we have 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I'm the only daughter. Whose responsibility would it be to look after my parents when I marry? My parents are elderly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So it is your responsibility to make khidmat of your parents. Even now, you are not married. Take their du'as. Du'aku lutnahe. Make so much khidmat day and night. Khidmat means serve your parents. Day and night, your parents are giving you du'as and so forth. So you must look for such a husband that he can stay there near your parents or ghar jamai and so forth. And you continue making khidmat. You cry to Allah, wake up tahajjud time, today is Wednesday, between Zuhur and Asr, read 2 rakat salat, my sister, my daughter, and read Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana habalana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wala, grant us as spouses and children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Read, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Say, my sister, my daughter, Ya Allah, give me such a husband, in kana fihi khaira, he has the good qualities, he will also want to make khidmat of my parents, and I will continue doing that. And if that can't happen, then your brother, his siblings, your father's siblings, mother's siblings, they must help as well. But today, you know, people are more busy with the internet and Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood. They don't have time for people. So therefore, my advice to you as a daughter, so will be that get married and say from the start, you want to stay right next to your parents or with your parents. In that way, you kill two birds with one stone. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Allah will make it happen. Remember, jaysi niyat, waysi barakah. Whatever intention you make, Allah will let it happen, inshallah.
Now, if a non-Muslim leaves cash for me in his will, can I accept it?
When you have Tom, Dick and Mary, they are non-Muslims and they made wasiya for you. They said that they are bequeathing and leaving 10,000, 100,000 for you, for Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdul Karim, Abdul Qadir, Salim, whoever, or Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, and they bequeath that amount for you. So then it's permissible. There's no problem with that. However, one is inheritance. So you are the son, you are the daughter, and your father, mother are non-Muslim, and then they pass away, and they say, you are our son, you are our daughter, you're going to inherit this amount, that is not permissible. You can't inherit from non-Muslims, and non-Muslims cannot inherit from Muslims. On that, the Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith, La yarithul Muslimul Kafir, walal Kafirul Muslim, go open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, every famous Hadith Kitab is mentioned about this. There's ijma and consensus on that issue regarding the four schools that non-Muslims cannot inherit from Muslims and Muslims cannot inherit from non-Muslims. But if you just change it a bit and you say wasiya, and that is I'm drawing up my will, for example, now I have a wonderful neighbor and his name is Tom, Dick and Harry, and I say I want to give Tom, Dick and Harry 10,000, 10,000, 10,000 each. 10,000 is example, obviously. So it's permissible, no problem. You made wasiya, you bequeath for them. So if they made wasiya for you, and then you take it, totally permissible. Islam is no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, if you only make the farz of wuzu, can you recite Quran and make salah with it?
You can, but remember that Mustafa, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. So therefore, all the time, perpetually, you continue like this, you do actions against the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're inviting big problems. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Beware those people who go against the commands and teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a fitna, big calamity will befall them, or a painful, terrible, horrible punishment will afflict them. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 63, the second last verse of Surah Nur, chapter 24. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surat An-Nur, teach your mothers, daughters, sisters, female Surah Nur. Go open our ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah's work, Rawa'iul Bayan fi Ahkam il Quran, you will find it. Go see what he wrote in his other tafsir, which he edited, Tanwirul Adhal. وَكَتَبَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ أَلِّمُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ سُورَةَ النُّورِ. Subhanallah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar wrote a letter to the people of Iraq and said, teach your female Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse, and there are 64 verses, and in verse 63, Allah is warning us, when we undermine the sunnah deliberately, intentionally. Yes, if you have load shedding, you have water shedding, there's a paucity, scarcity of water, and then you just make farz wudu, then it's okay. But otherwise, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Asbiril wudu alal makari. Yesterday I was telling my wife, you know how cold it is. But the Master alayhi salam taught us, Asbiril wudu, that make complete wudu, perform the sunnah, perform the mustahabbat, even though when it's very, very cold and so forth, or when it's very, very hot, some places you only get hot water, boiling water, you see. So sometimes you find extremes, so we must try and practice. We must have this. I'm telling you, one lu'lu wal jawahir, one of the pearls and diamonds we must learn in life. every sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have this aqidah and belief in the inner recesses of our heart, is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better and superior than the entire world and whatever it contains. That is what we must believe in.
Mufti Sahib, reading Salah without a topi, is this person's Salah valid?
Salat is valid, but is makruh, and to do this to show off and so on, like the modernists are doing and all that, then I just told you now, Surah 24, verse 63, and to see bahum fitnatun, a big calamity will come if you're not careful. Maybe you leave Islam also because you're undermining the Sunnah Allah forbid, or a painful punishment will come. According to all four schools, to wear topi and hat and all that, the headgear for the men is sunnah. And remember, you read salat makshufur ras and your head is exposed. Even Sheikh Albani, all you Salafi characters, pseudo scholars, scholars for dollars, worshipping and were making ibadat of MBS, the murtad bin shaitan, and taking money from him. So why you don't tell the people the fatwa of Sheikh Albani rahimahumullah? So remember, I have a book. One brother gave it to me there in Jordan. He was very happy, you know, with teaching Islam and tafsir and hadith and fiqh. Al-Qawlul Mubin fi Akhtail Musallin. That's the title of the book. Al-Qawlul Mubin fi Akhtail Musallin. So in there, Sheikh Albani's fatwa is mentioned. What do you say about people, the men who read Salat Makshufur Ras, that they just come there and no hat, no nothing? So he said, is makruh and so forth, and you do it all the time, is a major sin, and you're imitating the kuffar culture. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. You look today in the haram sharif, if people are in the haram, then you must expose your hair and your head and all that. Remember that ihramu rajuli fi wa fi ra'sihi, so that is in ihram, in the state of consecration for umrah and hajj. But you will see 90%, 80% of the men, they don't wear the hat. Because why? They got that inferiority complex. What they call? Inferiority complex. They suffer from a complex in their hearts and mind. The West is the best and white is right. Therefore, these shaitans, they imitate them. Remember that. They mimic the Western culture. It's not permissible in Islam. Then.
Mufti Sahib, my husband went to Palestine just before the war broke out. We have no contact with him ever since. How do we determine if he's alive or not? And do I have to sit in Iddat or till he returns or what?
You, my sister, Allah Jalla wa'ala, make it easy. Read now with me. Wallahu al-musta'an. Wallahu al-musta'an. We seek the help of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alone. Say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of the affairs and matters. Tell your brother, tell your uncle, tell your nephew, somebody to go there and to go to Palestine. It's not so difficult or something. You just go from here to Jordan, and via Jordan he enters, and then he goes there to Jerusalem and so forth, and makes some inquiries and so forth and so on. So then only will we come to know. Or you contact the embassy. There's a South African embassy here, and ask them that this has happened and so forth and so on. You understood and so forth. Although the jutlas won't be helpful and all that. But anyway, but you can't say you must sit in iddat. Minimum you must wait for 1 year. And then only we can say al-mautu hukman. If there's no news at all, then we will say assumption of death, and then you will have to go in idda. But inshallah, if he passed away, then he passed away shaheed, inshallah. And if he's alive, then he will come back. Maybe he found another one there. We don't know. You know, today South Africans do crazy things also. So we don't know. You must remember that. So Allah knows best. That is my advice to you. Get some family member to go there, and remember that he must, you know, stood, find out about him, where he was and so forth. He went alone or which group he went and so forth. So you try and find out, but there's nothing about iddat and all that now. So we must know exactly that what the whereabouts are and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, can women be present at the Ghusl Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Baal Mubarak?
So you must remember I answered this question, when was it, on Sunday Q&A or Monday night Q&A. I said all these people, in Islam we have a law. Man idda'a shay'an fa alayhi dalil. Whenever you claim something, so you must remember, then you have to prove, cite and bring and substantiate and corroborate it with proof and evidence. All these people who are telling you this is the Baal Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salam. So I'm asking you, from where you got it? From that person, from where he got it? Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, if you want a reference of this, go open the Muqaddama, introduction of Sahih Muslim, that we will say, and this is our Islam, lawla al-isnad, if there is no chain, then remember, then the lawla al-isnadu laqala man sha'a ma sha'a, then every person can say what he wants to. He can tell you, I got this, I got this, I got this. We don't accept it. You must have chain, remember that. See, I'm teaching you something now, write it down, students, ulama. There is an Orientalist, Mustashriqeen. His name Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T, double T. The book's name is Formative Period. In there he wrote, you Muslims are the only people on the face, I'm paraphrasing him, you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth that you have the profile and life history and biography of 500,000 reporters and narrators, what we call Asanid and Isnad and so forth. And you got this person. He said, I studied Sunan Nasai, I studied Sunan Abu Dawood, I studied your Hadith kitabs. I was amazed at the amount of consistency I found. So that is our miracle. It is the characteristic of this ummah. So people can make a lot of claims. Me, I don't believe it. You understood? I reject it. I don't believe it. Because half these people, what half? Three quarter these people, they want to project their own so-called piety. And if you take Muslim countries, Arab countries today, 99% they're lying. They say all these things to promote tourism and so forth. I travel all these countries. 90% of them, they lie. So when I ask them questions, they can't answer. They just laugh. You must remember that. I give you two quick examples. When I went there, you understood, to Muscat and all these areas there. So you must remember, there you go to Salalah. Salalah with a sword. So they got one grave there. Big, long grave. They say, I ask them, whose grave? He say, Ayyub alayhi salam. I say, he never passed away here. He start laughing. You see that? So I go to another place. I ask them, who's this? He say, Hazrat Imran. I say, Hazrat Imran is not a prophet. So the whole argument got finished. So they make us fools, you must remember that. So you mustn't believe in all these things. Yeah, we want dalil. Where's the evidence and where's the proof and all that? So it's not permissible to go unless you can prove to us conclusively.
Mufti Sahib, we are traveling with our minor Nabalik daughters. They have money from gifts and selling their belongings. What can we allow them to spend their money on, if anything?
So very good, what they like, they can buy. They like, you must remember, anything halal, so let them buy it, so let them. So you must remember, buy for themselves. But if they want to give charity and all that, they see poor people, then you must tell them no. You must give them the money, your money as the father, mother, and say, take this money and go give it. So remember, when it comes to charity and that, you must give them and let them have the wonderful experience that they spend your money in the path of Allah. But their own money, they want to buy their own things and all that. They want to buy some, you understand, sweets, they want to buy chocolate, they want to buy something, clothing, whatever. Not some ridiculous amount, 10,000 rand, 1,000 rand, some small thing. It's permissible, no problem with that.
Who are the organizers of Ijtimaas, and is it good attending the Ijtima?
Very good. The best thing that happened to this ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu, started this work of Dawat and Tabligh in the year 1925-1926. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu passes away in the year 1944. I only know of two ulama in South Africa, and we met both of them, Mawlana Qasim Sema. I spent 20 years with him there in Newcastle. So our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, met Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu. Anhu. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab, the one who was the Imam in Sparks Road, he told me this personally. Even his janaza, I was present there. His janaza was there in Grey Street Masjid. And it so happened I was in Durban, so I made sure. He told me that I met Maulana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu. So remember these two ulama I know. So see, I'm coming next week Wednesday. Today Wednesday, inshallah, next week Wednesday I'll be in Freyheit. We'll have program there after Isha Masjid Abi Huraira. Then after Zohar on Thursday, we'll have a program in Masjid An-Nur, then Hauser. Then Thursday night, we'll be there, inshallah, in Dundee, inshallah, after Isha program. And Hafiz Salim Dokrat, Hafiz Lukman, our host there. Jumma, we'll be there. Then I'm coming to Istima, inshallah. Hafiz Adil Qaji, I spoke to him yesterday also. So 100% we promote it, remember this. And for me, Newcastle got a special place in my heart. 20 years nostalgia. 100% all the men, Transvaal, Natal, Kapstadt, wherever you want, Cook sisters, Komna, Newcastle too. Kullu shay in Yerju ila aslihi. The first Darul Uloom started in South Africa in Newcastle. Maula Qasim Sema is the father of Darul Uloom. And Newcastle Darul Uloom is the mother of all the Darul Uloom in South Africa. And the Istima is there. So Nurun ala Nur. 100%. Not thousands, millions of people have changed their lives because of this Istima. Who's the organizers? The Ummat. Everybody who got love for Deen, he contributes. They don't go and ask everybody. You want to contribute, contribute. You don't want to, don't contribute. Come to the Istima. Then me and you will go out to 24 hours and 3 days and 40 days. InshaAllah. You must say a big inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.